The recommendation comes after the board representing both districts voted to approve a partnership agreement that has the WISD continuing in an advisory role in the consolidation process. Superintendent Scott Menzel says it's pretty obvious that Perry and the elementary schools will play an important role in the birth-to-career philosophy of the unified district, and deciding to keep them open at this early stage in the process would then give the board more time to address grades 7 through 12 later on. Now, this is not to say that the same Perry and elementary teachers would be brought back next school year. That would be a decision for another time. Menzel is also recommending that the board hire a project manager to oversee details of the consolidation, in which public participation really isn't a critical component. He also suggests using the Ypsilanti School District's School Board Policy Manual as a starting point and asking for community input on a new name for the district, perhaps seeking suggestions to be sent to a dedicated email address, with a committee of folks with marketing and branding experience then narrowing down the choices. Some board members made it clear that they also want students to have a voice in naming the new district. The board was asked to consider making decisions on some, if not all, of these recommendations at a meeting scheduled for 6:30 Thursday evening at the Ypsilanti School District Administration Building. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.